You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, the news media is facing ramped up scrutiny after special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation found no criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russian-backed hacking and social media efforts ahead of the 2016 election. That's according to the summary of the Mueller report provided by the Attorney General. Coverage of the two-year probe included intense reporting, commentary, and talking head speculation. In an interview last night on Fox News, President Trump said the idea that he was cozy with Russia is absurd.
But nobody has been tougher. And when I watched all of this nonsense, it was fake news, just terrible fake news. The good news is based on polls and based on other things, based on where we stand now with the public, Sean, the people never bought it.
Our guest says the media have an account to settle with Americans over the coverage of the Mueller investigation, and there are problems across the political spectrum. Jeffrey McCall is a media critic and professor of communication at DePauw University in Indiana. He's also a former radio news director, newspaper reporter, and political media consultant. Jeff, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Big picture, and we could break this down some, but how badly would you say the media missed the mark over the months and years, I guess, of the Mueller probe?
Well, you know, it's hard to put, you know, a number on it or a grade on it. But I do think, though, that the media did underperform over the last couple of years. And it makes me sad to say that, you know, having worked in the media for a time and having been a student of the media for all these years. And the media plays such an important role, you know, in our democracy and informing our citizenry. But on the other hand, you have to look back, I think, you know, try to look at this fairly over the last 2 years and to think that the news media has filled a ton of agenda time discussing the Mueller probe. When in reality, they had very few facts to go on. So we were filling a lot of time with very few facts. And the other thing is, I think the coverage tended to get rather shrill, where the media outlets, and this is, you know, largely broadcast, largely cable news, but we're not exempting the print media or digital native web type news sites as well. But they tended, I think, to go to those news sources that were going to be the most extreme or the most shrill. And I don't think that the coverage over the last couple of years has been measured. In a football sense, we would say they maybe outkicked their coverage. They were trying to do more than what information they had to run with. And ultimately, I think then the public gets misled into thinking maybe there's stuff out there that there really isn't. And the media start, or the public then starts to think that this is the only, or maybe the most important thing going on, when there are plenty of other stories that over the last 2 years needed to be covered more extensively. And I think a lot of those were squeezed out by a rather contracted news agenda.
Right. That's one of the things you mentioned in a piece you wrote at The Hill, is that this maybe took some of the oxygen out of the room, took up so much real estate, to switch metaphors, real estate in the media, that we weren't covering other things enough. Can you talk about that a little more?
Yes. And by the way, the Mueller probe is an important story. Okay. The fact that there are accusations, the fact that we had to have a special investigation, there is news there. And it is important news. And, you know, certainly if the conclusions had been different, it could have been nation changing, obviously. Okay. So I'm not saying that this is not a story or it's not a story that needs to be covered extensively. My concern is that the Mueller team, the investigative team, was remarkably tight-lipped, and they had very little to say over 2 years. And so, you know, there were no leaks. There were no facts to go on. We always talk, you know, in journalism classes about going where a story leads you. And I'm sure your reporters there at Wisconsin Public Radio feel the same way. You go where the facts lead you. Well, during the course of this investigation with the Mueller team, there were basically no facts. You know, you had a smattering of indictments of, you know, Russian people and Manafort and Michael Flynn and stuff like that. But generally speaking, those were sideshows in terms of the focus of the investigation that was collusion and then slash obstruction of justice. And so my concern here is that we filled so much of the news agenda. And again, it is news, but I think the amount of coverage was disproportionate to the information that was available on which to base any reporting at that time. And then we didn't see as much coverage of the Syrian civil war. We didn't see as much coverage about healthcare. We didn't see as much coverage about addiction problems, you know, in the United States or the economy or any number of other things. And I think that's the main concern I have here is that we had an imbalance. And let's face it, the cable news channels, I think, again, largely mostly guilty on this. They saw rating spikes by coming on every night and talking about collusion, obstruction of justice, and pushing maybe a kind of a wishful narrative that got people stirred up. And ultimately, I'm not sure it's in the best interest of our nation to be stirred up as opposed to just having their understanding enhanced. And I mean, there's a difference, I think, between getting everybody riled up versus trying to inform the nation. And journalism should be trying to inform the nation rather than to get people stirred up and, you know, running around with their hair on fire.
Talking to Jeffrey McCall from DePauw University, he says the media has some self-reflection in order after the coverage of the Mueller probe. Jeff, the cable news networks, wherever they are in the political spectrum, they are a mix of they all have real reporters for the most part. They do break news. They also have a lot of opinion shows. They can kind of blur the lines sometimes. Do you see a separation? Do you see maybe some good actual reporting and the opinion shows being part of the problem, or is it across the board here?
Well, the opinion shows are more of a problem, and you know, and sadly, I think the cable news channels get defined too much based on their opinion shows, which are largely in prime time, because you could look at each of the cable channels and say they have many fine journalists work for them and that the journalism is more likely happening in the middle of the day or perhaps late afternoon, early evening, as opposed to prime time when most of the viewers are there. And so most of the shrill voices were happening during prime time and not so much during the news programs. You do have to say at some point that the cable channels hierarchy, their administrators are in charge of kind of like the tone, the approach to coverage throughout the day. But I do think, as you make a point there, we do need to distinguish the opinion shows and the commentary shows from the journalism shows. So there is some good journalism going on. And interestingly, of course, I think where we had the shows that have more journalism to focus on, there was less speculation, you know, less prediction, less condemnation, and again, speculation is the key word there. Because I think that's one of the interesting things when you look at the cable news coverage, particularly during prime time over the last 2 or 3 years, look at how many of those programs and interviews and discussions were like, if this happened, or maybe this happened, or, you know, could this have happened? And I'm just thinking, that's not helpful in the nation's political dialogue to have a lot of people talking about what might or could or should have happened. I mean, you could go on tonight on any of the cable channels and say, well, the moon could be made of green cheese. Let's go up there and try to figure that out a little bit more. But I'm not sure that that helps the information needs of a democracy. And on a matter so serious as possible presidential collusion and obstruction of justice, I really don't think we need to be going too far afield with speculation. But it is worth noting that during the 2 years of the Mueller report, Fox News Channel held its own ratings-wise, and their ratings were pretty stable with the 2 years before that. And MSNBC and CNN both saw significant ratings gains during that time, which leads me to sadly say that probably a lot of their primetime discussion and coverage was designed to kind of hype stories and to push narratives with the idea that, hey, if the ratings are going up, it's got to be good. And it might be good for them. It might be good for Time Warner or NBC Universal, but it's not necessarily good for the public sphere and the electorate and the citizenry that needs a fairer shake, in my opinion.
We're talking about the state of the news media after the conclusion of the Mueller probe. Jeffrey McCall is with us, media critic and professor of communication at DePauw University. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your thoughts on various news media outlets and their coverage of the Mueller investigation? Have you lost faith in some journalistic outlets, or do you think the media, however you want to define it, largely covered the story fairly? Who did the best? Who did the worst? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about news coverage of the Mueller investigation and where journalism goes from here. Jeffrey McCall is with us from DePauw University in Indiana, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about the quantity and quality of media coverage of the Mueller investigation? Have you been following every moment, following the talking heads on the TV? Or do you feel like maybe we should have sat back and waited for the conclusions before we talk so much about it? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Go to your calls now. Charlie is on the line in Milwaukee. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've followed this story for the last couple of years, actually, quite closely, and I've always been amazed that it appears that there are, on both sides, both the right and the left, news media that definitely gives us slanted reporting. But I would also say that all throughout, the left especially makes fun of Fox News and conservative news outlets, often saying that they're inaccurate and not covering correctly. Yet they're the ones over the last 2 years who seem to have really been most accurate about the Mueller report and the Trump administration. They often emphasize the low unemployment and the good economy that seems to be totally absent from reporting from the mainstream media. How does your guest feel about the accuracy of the media reporting on the right and the left? And is this going to change things and affect the election in 2020?
Charlie, thanks for the call. Jeff, I don't know if you want to get into election prognostication, but to his main question there, the accuracy, he says, of conservative media on this.
I think Charlie raises an interesting point there, and I'm not sure I want to go too far into looking at what's going to happen in 2020. but I must say, though, that I do think this is a time for the news organizations to kind of assess how they have covered the political landscape over the last 2 years and kind of start to make some decisions. How can we do it better in the run-up to 2020? You know, Charlie made an interesting point that Fox's news agenda was probably a little bit broader over the last couple of years because they did more likely talk about the Trump economy and some things like that. I would tend to agree with Charlie on that. But I must say that I think that voices on the right and the left were allowed to be shrill in the news coverage of this whole matter. And in fact, and you can look at Fox News because they brought in a lot of shrill voices on the right to try to defend the president. And more likely CNN and MSNBC were bringing in shrill voices on the left to attack the president. And I guess one thing I would say is all of the producers at these cable channels should be thinking about whether it's in the best interest for the nation to identify the shrillest voices to come on the air, as opposed to more measured voices or people who don't necessarily have a horse in the race. I mean, you look at the guests that have been on MSNBC so much over the last year or two, you know, who'd ever heard of Congressman Eric Swalwell until, you know, the last year or so when he was on TV a lot, you know, condemning the Trump administration and talking about collusion. And you could make the same case, you know, for Adam Schiff, I suppose. And, you know, on the right, Rudy Giuliani, you know, was on all kinds of various TV programs over the last couple of years defending the president. And Giuliani was suddenly relevant again, so to speak, as the president's lawyer. But indeed, he probably didn't know exactly what the Mueller people were finding out or what they had. So a lot of his defense of the president was done without information from inside the Mueller investigative team. And I think that's the problem I want to keep coming back to here, is that the Mueller investigative team was doing its work in very tight-lipped circumstances. And all of the discussion, all the news, and all the ranting that we saw in much of the news coverage was based on virtually a void of facts. But that didn't stop the news organizations from covering this story, even though they had a void of facts.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. We'll go to Troy in Muskego now. Troy, hello.
Hello. I don't know what news the guest is watching, but every time you watch CNN, they always have a debate, and they always have people who vehemently defend the president. And they always have debates. I think that I've seen, I noticed that Fox News didn't cover, they keep focusing on the economy, and they would kind of pick all these, whenever there was a big story that would come out against the president, they kind of pick a story, a sidetrack story to come out, and they don't really cover it. Or I basically noticed that Fox News has become like a propaganda wing for the White House. And I still think the fact that it's still trying to be spun right now, that there is multiple investigations going on. And I kind of feel like, you know, right away, just because it's not something that he's going to legally be charged with, like a formal collusion, that right away they're kind of taking that.
I'm going to jump in, Troy. We have just a minute or so left. Jeffrey, are we still in a period of speculation? We've seen a 4-page summary of the Mueller probe. And as Troy was mentioning, there are some other investigations in New York, for example, going on. Are we evaluating ourselves too soon here?
I think Troy is right that probably we are going too fast here. And Fox in particular has seemed to think that this is all over when there are still many aspects of this story to go. But I would encourage all the news organizations to focus on facts as much as possible.
Briefly, do you think that's going to happen?
No, because we've already seen a lot of back and forth and posturing in the news organizations, just picking up on the political battle over releasing the report. And I just really think that that's harmful to the nation at a certain point. Then I really wish we could get a more measured approach.
Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
It's Jeffrey McCall, media critic and professor of communication at DePauw University in Indiana. We talked to him about media coverage through the Mueller investigation, how he says the media underperformed, speculated too much, and drove out other important stories on behalf of that one.